gentlemen, welcome to the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthon.
Well, I am super excited about this week because this week we have Christy Frank in the studio. Christy is the author of Stand Out and Succeed, Discover Your Passion, Accelerate Your Career, Become Recession Proof. Christy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Sam. It's great to be here.
So, Christy, I'm really keen on hearing a little bit more about your story and also about this book here, which I can see here, the foreword or the testimony here from Harry Dent, which is super cool. Tell us more about the book.
Okay, well, the book is written for professionals and graduates and career changers who are really ready to take that next step in their career, but are finding it difficult to figure out, well, exactly how do I do that? So it gives them the psychology and the tactics and the strategies to be able to really figure out what it is that they want to do and where it should take them, and shows them exactly what they need to do to accelerate their career. And then the most important thing is it shows them how to become recession proof.
Yeah. So in a way, it's really helping those people to be to transition.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all because the life is really about transitions, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
we finish our studies and we want to transition into the workforce. Great. Well, how do we do that?
Yeah.
You know, maybe we're transitioning, we want a better job, or we want a promotion, or maybe we want a new job, then we're transitioning as well. Or perhaps we've been caught up in some sort of crisis or a downturn with the business that we're working for, and perhaps we're made redundant. That's also a transition. We need to transition out of that and into something new.
So, Christy, what was the inspiration behind the book? Why did you write it?
I wrote it actually for Christine,
Christine,
who's become a great friend of mine.
Okay.
So Christine came to me about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and through acquaintances, and basically said, oh, look, you know, I've heard that you've helped a couple of people out, you know, with their resumes and getting, you know, their careers on track and that, and I'm really, really struggling to get into management consultancy and that. And she came to me and I said, okay, well, we can work together. And we spent literally just a couple of hours together, and we tweaked her resume and we really worked hard on figuring out exactly what it is that she wanted to do.
Yeah.
And once we did that, she went back and diligently applied everything, and within 4 weeks,
yeah,
she had something like 10 interviews and 6 job offers.
Wow, and that's all from the process that you gave her, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
and
great.
She came to me and she said, oh my God, this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You've got to write a book. You've got to tell other people
right.
that are just like me in this situation.
So we have Christine to thank that this is now on the bookshelves
Absolutely.
Around the country at the moment. What's Christine doing now?
Christine is actually a manager at Google now. So she
She's a manager at Google right now.
She is. She actually just got in touch with me again, I think it was about
two
months ago.
Yeah.
And very, very pleased to tell me that she's also moved even further in her career, reapplying what she learned through the book and through working with myself. And obviously she's she's a great advocate to my book as well, but she's actually very much moved into management at Google in Ireland. So I'm extremely proud of her and extremely happy for her too.
So Christy, what are you doing now? What are you doing now with going around talking about the book? Tell us more about what your focus is at the moment.
So my focus at the moment is really about getting out there and speaking to people and helping and looking at those organizations who are perhaps in a time of crisis or in a time of turmoil and perhaps need some guidance on how to bring increase the personal productivity of their workers, or perhaps those that are unfortunately in that position that they need to lay off some workers. Those are the people that I really want to work with the most, to help them figure out, hey, okay, maybe the current situation doesn't look so good, but show them their potential and how to tap into that, and show them the perspective that they have and where the opportunities can come from. That's who I love working with.
So let's say, Christy, for example, we might have a listener out there that's recently been laid off from an organization and they're really struggling at the moment. They're thinking, do I now start my own business? Do I now, you know, go and work for someone else? And and also it's a bit of an assault on my own personality. I've lost a bit of my identity. What is a step-by-step that you could actually give me or maybe a listener out there that's currently in this tough transition in their life right now?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. So The first thing we need to do is actually three things. We need to look at the three C's. So the first part is clarity.
Yeah.
We need to get really, really clear on what it is that we want. So we need to define where is it that we should go and why do we actually want that?
Yeah.
But not just in our career, but also in our life and our relationships and our health and lots of those different things. But obviously the focus is on the career here, but figuring out and actually putting on paper exactly what it is. And I know this really scares a lot of people to do that, but there are some very simple steps that can help lead you through and kind of take the scariness out of it.
Yeah.
The second thing we need to do is define your capital, to actually take stock and take the time to figure out what is it that I really have to offer an employer or a client, for example.
So capital, you mean like skills?
I mean
and,
skills and experience and talents, not just what's on your resume. And that's one of the problems of the day. So much emphasis is put on our resumes that we've become them. But we're so much more than that. We are more than our resumes.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's what we need to bring in to be able to explain, well, maybe I did something unusual. I spent a year learning Chinese in China.
Great.
Perhaps that doesn't fit perfectly on my resume, but this is also something that can help differentiate you from the others.
All right.
And then the third C is the course. Then we look at setting the course, the direction that you want to head, and defining what companies or clients do I want to work with? You know, why do I want to do that? And then how do I look at reaching out to them?
Yeah.
So those are the first three things, the three C's. Great. Get clarity, know your capital, and then set your course.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, would you say also perspective has a lot to do with it as well? And I think I heard a story once that you were talking about, this most amazing privilege of being in the back seat of a Los Angeles police car.
Oh,
tell us more about
worse.
That. I want to hear this story.
It was even worse. I was in the front seat.
Oh, right.
Actually, yeah, I got hit with a massive dose of perspective, so to say, that evening. So I was a 17-year-old kid, finished high school, and we went over to the US to visit some family that we have over there.
Yeah.
And I had the chance to go on a ride along with the LA police because we had some family members that were in the police.
Great.
And so here I am, 17-year-old kid on the graveyard shift, going out with the police, and literally where I'm sitting in the passenger seat in the car. And all of a sudden the driver flicks on the sirens and the lights and we're zooming around the streets and the horns blasting and the radio spitting out commands. And he explains to me, the policeman, that there's been a drive-by shooting and with a machine gun.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, remember, this is the middle of the night and we swoop up to this intersection and there's this car trapped between like a dozen police cars in the middle of an intersection with the helicopter circling above it. And all I can remember is really the silence where I could hear the click, click of the handguns cocking. And what really sent me reeling is when they got the driver out of the car, she was a girl about my age. In fact, I found out on the way to the lockup, because we were driving her to the detention center, that she was just 15. That for me, coming from Australia, being a 17-year-old, that was mind-blowing. The girl in the back of the car was a 15-year-old charged with multiple murder. And I had to stand so close to her in the processing room. It was horrifically crowded at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And I had to stand so close to her and I must have looked ridiculous standing there in this oversized bulletproof vest with cadet written across the back and my lip gloss on and my nicely pressed jeans. And then it happened. She turned and she looked at me squarely in the eyes and held my gaze. And it was that moment, but it was just a moment for her, but for me, it's haunted me ever since. Because I learned from her that the importance of hope and what we can resort to when we have none. And I learned the power of perspective, that we make decisions based on the reality that we see. And that's really where it started for me, to understand, the power of perspective.
Yep.
And if I can recognize my own potential, then I can broaden my perspective. And automatically, I'm going to open up to all these different opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is how you stand out and succeed, through perspective. Hey, Christy, I have this thing which is called a third space. And basically, it's outside of your own personal life, outside of your professional life, something that you do just for you to recharge your tank. Do you have like a third space in your life? Is it reading a book or going to the movies or walking along a beach? What do you do to recharge yourself?
oh, I'm getting a little bit of a secret out of the bag. Yeah. Then, so I used to dance years ago.
Right.
And so when I have a few moments to myself, then I put salsa music on and I dance around the house. That is kind of my release, yep. And that's yeah.
That is great, Christy. It's so great to see you here in the studio with us at the Celebrity Authority Show. However, we haven't quite finished. At the end of each show, we have like we put on a 60-second clock, and we have 10 questions that we have to ask you.
Okay.
You know, just say the first thing that comes to your mind. Mm. Do you accept this challenge?
It could be scary, but I do.
Yeah. Yay! Awesome. Okay. Christy Frank, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Pink.
Oh, favorite food?
Anything Italian.
Italiano. Favorite celebrity?
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson. He's cool. A favorite actor?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, don't you love his voice? Oh. Wouldn't it be great if he could like be the voice of Siri or something like that? Anyway, favorite professional speaker?
Also Richard Branson.
Yeah, yeah.
Also
favorite book?
The Art of War.
Yep, and?
And Stand Out.
And Stand Out.
Of course.
Favorite movie?
The Goonies.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I totally remember. Favorite city?
Rome.
Rome. I love Rome.
Rome's amazing.
Yeah, my wife loves Rome. Favorite drink?
Champagne.
Gosh. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni and double cheese.
I was hoping you didn't say pineapple. Pineapple should not be on a pizza. Okay, Christy, if you could be any animal, which animal would you be?
I would love to be a dolphin.
A dolphin? Tell me more. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they bring out the best in people.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
They actually work with people and they bring out the best in their protectors. So I'd love to be a dolphin.
Christy, it is so awesome to see you here on the Celebrity Authority Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Christy Frank!